Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Gotta be honest with you guys and break the news to you guys that, I'm gonna be taking a break from social media.
No, this can't be! No. This can't be! How could you do this?
I just feel like it's what's best for me, so, you know, that means no more Snapchatting.
What?
Oh, come on!
We love seeing your meaningless
stories. I'm not gonna be tweeting anymore.
Oh, not the tweets!
This isn't fair, dude!
Definitely no more posts on Instagram.
Oh, no, no, no! You gotta be kidding,
no
dude.
More stories either.
Oh, this has to be a joke! It has to be!
Feels like a bad dream!
I'm gonna be off TikTok, too.
Well, you weren't really on TikTok much.
But still, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
Still, this is a complete travesty!
Yeah!
I feel like it's just gonna be good for, you know, my mental health
and
my growth individually.
Well, we're gonna freaking miss you, man!
You know, I'm gonna miss you guys too, man. I just, you guys really gonna miss me, though? Like,
come on!
Yes, dude!
Yeah, I know that! I just don't think social media would be the same!
Don't worry, I'll be back, though.
When? You gotta tell us, man, please! It's the least you could do!
It'll just be a few months or something.
Oh, come on, this is disgrace! How you gotta do this?
Hang in there, I know.
I just can't get over this!
Oh, wow, is that a mockingbird?
Man, is that a mockingbird? Is that a mockingbird?
Just a reminder that it costs $0 to be nice. How much, what is it to be an asshole? I can Venmo you. That's not the point. It's free, isn't it?
There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Starts fucking his drink right in front of me. I was like, dude, what the fuck? He groaned and in time climaxed into a lime. Nobody knew where to look.
Oh dear, I seem to have spotted a cunt. Good day.
What's that? It's Randy. Now from the top, oh lady, don't drop that so wet ass pussy.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind. So we'll hear about that coming
okay.
up.
Okay.
Where are you?
I'm literally finding a place to park right now. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
I don't know. I didn't see your car pull up at all.
I'm down the street parking. The spots were full near you. I don't know.
Dude, are you fucking kidding me right now? Where are you?
I'm literally walking up to your door right now.
You're literally not. Bro, I'm about to cancel our plans.
Bro, I'm literally knocking on your door right now. I've been knocking for 10 minutes. Answer the door.
I'm standing at the door. You're not even here.
We're making eye contact right now.
Oh, yeah? Well, then what am I doing right now?
Thumbs up, waving.
Hey.
How do you know that?
I'm right in front of you.
You just get here.
Dude, if you didn't want to hang, just tell the brother you didn't want to fucking hang.
We've literally been hanging for the past 20 minutes.
No, we have not.
I asked you all about your trip to New York.
No, you did not.
You told me you had a great time with the Moxie, ice skating, lots of pizza. You told me
How
that.
Did you know that?
Because we've been hanging out for the past 45 minutes.
If you're not here in the next 30, don't bother coming at all.
Okay, bro, chill. Be there soon.
Bro, I cannot believe that you didn't show up.
Bro, what are you talking about? I'm right outside. I'm leaving.
What the fuck? Where are you going?
We've been hanging out for hours, getting deep.
No, no, we haven't.
Deep, super deep, bro.
We did not get deep.
I've hung out with you all day, remember?
We did not get deep.
I gotta know, I've got other shit to do besides hang out with you all day long.
You just got here.
Bye, Curry. Good seeing you.
Don't say bye to him.
I've been here your entire life.
What?
Bye.
What? Don't say bye. What?
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. Shit, no, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
From Filthy Martini Studios in Ontario, California, it's the Foo-Balls!
our show, and a special thanks to you foos who subscribe, rate, review, and share the pod with your fellow foos. Remember to follow, like, and comment on our Instagram at FooBarShow. That's FOOBarShow. And we'll foo it up like a couple of foos. Ain't that right, Steph?
That's right.
Steph, today's going to be a good one. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we're back.
That's
we're
right.
We're back after, what was the last time that we did a podcast? It was probably sometime in December, right? Mm-hmm. Early December? Now we're...
December,
because we did one right after Comic-Con, LA Comic-Con.
That's right.
Yeah. And...
Man, that was a long time ago.
It was eons ago. And now we're... Would it be fair to say knuckle deep or elbow deep into February now?
It is February 18th.
19th as when this airs.
We are...
We're elbow deep.
We're elbow deep. There's only 10 more days. It's a leap year.
Yeah. The fuck?
Or are we balls deep?
Well, I don't know.
We're not there yet.
Well, balls deep, it just...
Balls deep, you cannot escape.
Now, you're in there if you're balls deep.
Elbow deep, you can still kind of like pull out, but there's a little suction thing happening.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think anybody has a dick that large. Because, you know, it's the forearm that I'm kind of talking about. I thought that that would be more extravagant than a penis.
Uh-huh.
This is going off the rails real quick. But I'm going to go with elbow deep. I mean, shoulder deep if we're this far into February.
No, shoulder deep. If you get shoulder deep into anything, you're losing that arm.
You're
not getting that arm back. It doesn't matter what orifice you stick your arm in. If you get to the shoulder, it ain't coming back out.
Yeah, you're right.
If especially, science has told us anything.
Especially if she's airtight. Because, you know, the pressure wouldn't allow that. I mean, you know, like with a Chinese finger trap. You get... Or what about, you know, all right.
You know, there's a way to get out of that.
Yeah,
you gotta push the two tips together and twist them.
And twist them.
And then just...
Or if you're shoulder deep, you just gotta let go of whatever you were hanging on to, I think.
No, that's your fist in the pickle jar. Just let go of the pickle. Or the cookie jar, whatever.
Yeah. Well, we've learned a lot today.
Yeah.
Well, that's our time.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in. A lot's been going down, man, the last couple months. Steph, you... Now, the reason we're actually doing this, as you know, the last time that we had a podcast, we said that we were going to be offline for a little while because you were going to school.
Yes.
And how has school been?
School itself, like the lecture part's not that difficult, but with any... medical field schooling, there's a clinical rotation part of it in which they send you off into the abyss, into another hospital or clinic,
yeah,
wherever you might land, and they say, do it yourself.
It's like you're practicing on the job, right?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, without getting paid.
So before I started my clinical, I got a total of like 3 classes.
Tell everybody what you're doing again.
Physical therapy assistant.
There you go.
Yeah. And then it was just straight off to clinicals after that. But I've been in the industry for a long time, and I've been practicing something similar. But now I'm just going for my license so I can actually get paid and be everybody's wrench auntie. So that's my goal in life.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that bad doing the clinical rotation. It was just that. Plus, I was still working and then doing the lecture at night. There's zero time for anything. Like, I would get up at 5 or 5:30 not come home until like 11.
Today, as we record this, has been your first day off.
Yes.
Since when?
Since January.
Early January, right?
January 8.
Yeah.
January 8, yeah.
Crazy.
It's been 6 weeks.
It's just 7 days a week. You're either going to school or you're going to your actual job.
Right. Just trying to generate something.
It's recalculous, man. Yeah, I don't know how you've been doing it, but at least you get a day off and now you're going back to work tomorrow, huh?
No, nothing's going to change. Sick. Except for now I get the weekends back, hopefully. We'll see what happens. And then here I am, sticking with the pod.
Right on. And I've been building up this new band that I started, Shoelace Express. We're a 4-piece now, looking for a fifth. If anybody listening, if you happen to know somebody, or you yourself live around the San Gabriel Valley, Inland Empire area, and you play bass or guitar, let us know, and we'll talk, and we'll figure something out. What we're really trying to accomplish here is to have two guitars, a bass, and a keyboard player along with our drums. So my other guitarist, he's arguably a better keyboard player than he is a guitarist, so he can just shift over to that. And if anybody wants to come in as a guitarist, a lead guitarist, we'll welcome them. We want it to be a female, just so that we can have more of a range. If this female can sing, mm-hmm. that'd be amazing. We can sing some like female-led cover songs. But if not, it's cool, I guess. You know, we'll settle. Yeah, that's where we're at. We have a few shows coming up, some music videos to record, some music to release, some more to record. We're busy. We're going to be a lot busier, and I'm looking forward to the summertime where we can begin to showcase our summertime. Original music. So that's where we've been at. I think the last time that we were on, we talked about how I was going to go to NAMM.
Yes.
So
how was that?
NAMM was dope. NAMM was fucking dope.
Yeah, NAMM was a little while ago.
NAMM was, yeah, early January around there. And the band went. The four of us went. We spent the night. In fact, the first day that we were there was the Friday of NAMM. And NAMM, for those who don't know, is the National Association of Music Merchants. So this is when all or most, really now, these days, all of the manufacturers and brands of music around the globe would come together to the Anaheim Convention Center once a year to showcase all their new shit coming out. So you're going to get like all the new DJ equipment, instruments, people who have invented an instrument. They're there too. So
what kind of cool things did you see, like invention wise?
There's this pretty dumb looking bass that sounded amazing. It looked like the Fibonacci sequence with strings on it, and with a hole, because it was like an acoustic bass, mm-hmm. and you played it, and that fucking thing sounded beautiful. But I wouldn't buy it.
I wouldn't buy it. I just thought it was cool.
I just thought it was awesome. A lot of the stuff that I liked was a lot of the artwork and stuff like that people drew on their guitars, I think the stuff that wowed me the most was a lot of the softwares, the stuff that you would do for like live audio, all that new equipment and software that came out and they were showcasing there. The drums, the electric drums that they had now that actually kind of look like real drums. You know how like when we rehearse here at the pad and Charles brings his electronic drum kit, mm-hmm. and it just looks like four black pads that he hits.
Yeah.
Well, these freaking drum kits look like drum kits. They look like real drums, but they're just hooked up. You know, they have triggers and they have electronics going through them so that they sound like a real drum kit. And I think the technology has advanced so much by now that the one thing that was inconsistent about how these things sounded was that it was the level of sensitivity when you hit like a cymbal. Mm. Or a piece of the drum where, you know, at the very, very beginning of this, they all just sounded like a robot. Like, no matter how hard you hit it or anything like that, and then we're talking like maybe decades ago, it just sounded like one velocity coming through the drum kit. Now, it's just, depending on how hard you hit it, that's how it's going to sound. It sounds very okay. realistic. So you can get away with just, you know, getting one of these things, putting on some cans, and you're not pissing off the neighbors. Which is awesome. So that was very impressive. And then, you know what? I actually, after day two, because after day one, we went to Disneyland.
Disneyland?
We went to Disneyland and California Adventure. Matter of fact, our bassist's...
Look at you, his gallivanting.
His dad works at Disneyland and was able to get us all in for free. So that was sick. And so after NAMM day one, we went to Disneyland, got on a few rides, and then we went... We spent the night at one of the local hotels there, and then we went back for day two, and we didn't even finish that day because we were just beat from all the walking that we were doing.
I remember you texted me just like, I'm so tired.
I had blisters on my blisters and everybody was just bitching and moaning. I want to go home. I'm fucking tired.
You guys can't hang anymore.
No, man. So after day two, we all just kind of got in the car and I pressed record and here it is.
All right, here we are exiting NAM. I'm here with Charles.
What?
John, right? Can I call you John?
No.
Chris?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, man. How was it? How was NAM for you?
It was real. It was.
We're tired, by the way. We're fucking tired. We got here Friday. We spent all Friday here. We went into Disneyland into the evening time. We didn't go to sleep until like 1:30 or 2.
Yep.
We kept drinking.
I've never walked so much in my life.
Yep. Yep. What was the most interesting thing that you saw, Charles?
Well, I got to see one of my favorite drummers, Eric Moore, in action.
Yeah, he was dope.
Yeah, he would take a picture with him. So that was, for me, the highlight of the NAMM show. But yeah, everything was really cool. It's like a really big-ass guitar center. And just, I don't know, a whole bunch of dope musicians. Mm-hmm. And interesting people to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ran into some familiar faces, some friends, producers, videographers, all that cool stuff. John, what did you like?
That's a good question, because I've been here for a few years, you know, coming to this for a few years, but I always like nerding out over like new releases from companies.
How many years have you been coming total?
Probably 6 years, 7 years.
6 years.
Yeah. So yeah, I always just like seeing all the new releases coming out for like 2024 and shit, you know?
Yeah.
So there was some really cool things that I'm excited about.
Chris, this was your very first time and you were somehow forced, but then pleasantly surprised about everything that you saw, right?
Yeah. You know, John's been trying to get me to go with him for forever. And this was my first time. I was so pleasantly surprised by just the sheer size of it and just every single facet of music being showcased and people from all over the world, from all different walks of life coming together in this one place to celebrate that. I mean, it was pretty crazy.
And there was plenty of alcohol too. So
we had some drinks.
I had a beverage. And amongst other things, dude, if it wasn't for that morning recovery, I don't know how it would be functioning right now.
Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah. Shout out to morning recovery.
What was your favorite thing, Joe?
It was my first year as well. I just wanted to buy everything, to be honest with you. I mean, one of the things that I enjoyed the most was like the artwork that people work on, like for the guitars, like different... Mm-hmm. Different like cutouts and shapes of the guitar body, the artwork that goes into not only the guitar body but the neck, even sometimes when they get into that, it's pretty fucking impressive. I know that we checked out some of the companies that we already use, like X5 for our in-ears and our wireless kits and all that. I've been using X5 for like 3 to 4 years now. And I first bought their U2 wireless transmitter model for my guitar, so I can go wireless on that. And it's like the most simple setup. You just plug and you just start playing. And there's hardly any cutout or delay. Pretty impressed with them. And we just discovered that they're making a new model for next year.
Hell yeah.
So... a lot of sound systems. We want to beef up our PA system, some subwoofers, you know.
Yep.
But goddamn, we're tired.
Yep.
It's true.
My feet were on fire this morning.
Oh man, I can't feel my feet.
Those blisters.
Anymore.
Rookies. I'm feeling just fine.
You were the one complaining the most.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Complaining about you guys.
All right, man. Well, that's Shoelace Express all the way from Anaheim Convention Center. I guess back to you in the studio. I don't know what the fuck you say here.
Back to myself.
In the studio.
Yeah, so that was our, you see how tired we
you
sounded?
You sounded so tired. You especially.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just getting that 4.5 minutes was a little taxing, even because we were just in the car. I'm just like, guys, can we just record something for the pod real fast? And, you know, I thought it was going to be like a 15-minute kind of dialogue happening. After we just went around the car like that, I was just like, I think we've said enough.
We've covered our bases here.
Yeah.
Everybody participated.
What else can be said? But it's amazing. And now that it's open for the public, I suggest that if you are a musician or really into music, or even if you're a DJ and you're looking for like the new cool thing happening and being released that year by these companies, go to NAMM. It's every January, towards the beginning of every January at the Anaheim Convention Center. It's open to the public now, but in the past it would only be accessible if you were like a music teacher.
So you have to be in the industry.
Had to be in the industry or very closely yet tangentially related, like you're a music teacher.
Or you can be a student and get in there.
I believe so too.
Yeah, because our favorite metalhead Nelson.
Oh right.
When he was a student, he would get in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and then he would tell us all about it.
Yeah. So this is my very very first time after hearing so much about it, and I'm not going to say that it's a bad thing, but Gibson and Fender aren't doing that anymore. And it's been since COVID that they're not attending, because now they have their own thing. Kind of like how, you know, how like Marvel and DC would all kind of release their new shit at like the San Diego Comic-Con. And then the last few years, they've just been doing their own thing now. Like now that Marvel's a part of Disney, and Disney does that, what, like that D23 thing?
That's like Disney, though.
But they showcase a shit ton of Marvel now. Yeah. And then DC has their, what is theirs called?
WonderCon? No, it's not WonderCon. No, what the hell is it?
It's a virtual thing where people log in, and it's DC pretty much telling everybody what's going to be happening that year for them. So in that same vein, Gibson and Fender, the two largest guitar manufacturers on the planet, they've pulled out. It's too much. Apparently, I asked, and it's like almost a couple $1 million just to rent their space there.
Why?
It's a lot. They take over like an entire floor. The Anaheim Convention Center, it's like basement, floor level, and then the second level. And my understanding is that in previous years, the basement was where all the indie new inventions of musical instruments would be. All the crazy, you know, world shit. And then the ground level was the PAs and DJ equipment and sound systems and that kind of thing. And then the top floor were the big name guitars. Yamaha. This year, Yamaha was the only thing up there in that second floor, which is kind of cool. But then I'm just like, where are the motorcycles, bro? Even though it was, you know what I mean? Because they make motorcycles too.
Yes.
And Gibson and Fender occupied a large chunk of that space. So, yeah, it was a lot for them. And they're like, it's not worth it. In fact, we're losing money coming to this convention. So,
right, just to display, mm-hmm. it would cost several thousand up to like millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to buy anything, essentially. Or they can just, you know, come up with a couple of contracts or something like that, right?
It's not worth it anymore, which is sad, because it's cool to see Fender, you know, along with everyone else, like everybody comes together to showcase their shit, and it's just not happening like that anymore, which is a shame. But
I guess we'll just have to go to Nashville and go check out Gibson.
For fuck's sake, you've been trying to get us to go to Nashville, and I think you're succeeding. So we're going to Nashville in August. Because yeah. Your friends wanted to go to the Green Day concert, even though we just saw Green Day in October.
Yes, here we did.
In Southern California.
Yes.
No, in Nevada. We went to Vegas for that.
Oh, that's right. I was drunk half that night, so I keep forgetting that it was in Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. And then, we're not seeing Green Day in Nashville. You just want to go to Nashville now.
At this point, I just want to go to Nashville. I love Green Day.
It's your favorite band.
They're my favorite band. But since we only have a limited time in Nashville, like a couple days, I don't want to go to a Green Day concert in Nashville. Like, I can see them here.
Yeah. Because then you're just going to miss out. Because all you're going to do is fly in, see the concert, fly out.
Seems like a waste. Yeah, and then we're going to have like one day to like cram a whole bunch of stuff in.
It's going to be so unsatisfying.
So I would just rather, you know, shell out the money and see Green Day here in California.
When our friends Xander and Caesar went, they said that there was like a weed shop every corner.
In Nashville. Yeah, I just hit Xander and Caesar up to see.
For some tips.
Tips and tricks.
You want to go to Dollywood? You want to go to Graceland? I want to go to some whiskey distilleries.
And Gibson.
And I want to go check out Gibson.
So we have to fit all of that in.
As a Fender employee, I want to go see what the competitor's up to.
We have to fit all of that in like 2 days.
Yeah. I don't think we can.
Yeah. We're going to try.
We're going to try. If we successfully end up making plans to go to Nashville. The Foo Bar Show is going to Nashville.
Woo!
Oh, God. All right. amongst other things, man, I mean, what else is coming up? We're gonna take a Mexico trip. This time next month, we'll be in Mexico for two weddings. Not one, but two.
Yep.
We're going to Aguascalientes, and we saved about like $500 in airfare by taking a Greyhound to Tijuana and flying out from there to Aguascalientes. And then from there to Cancun for the second wedding, and then we're flying back.
The amount of money that we saved by taking a Greyhound, it was just ridiculous. Then
$500.
We looked at different airports, Ontario, LAX. At some point, we looked into John Wayne in Orange County, and it's just like, it's over $500.
Yeah, just to fly out of Southern California.
It's ridiculous.
And you know what? The shittiest part of the whole thing was that we're not even losing time because there were no direct flights to that particular airport in Mexico. So you were already spending like an 8 hour, you know, just going from airport to airport.
Yeah.
There were no one ways. So we're just like, well, shit, let's just chill on a Greyhound and fly out from Tijuana and we're good.
Yeah.
And we lost or saved no time. Like, it would have been the same.
It's the same amount of time.
Same amount of time.
And like $3,000 cheaper.
Yeah.
Exaggerating, but you know.
A lot. It was a lot. Anyway, as we do, Steph, we usually have a geeking out at this part of the show. Do we have one today?
We have a small little poquito one.
From a Marvel perspective, from like a comic book perspective, there are some things that have been shit on since we last did a podcast. The Marvels came out. People shat on that. I haven't even seen it yet, so I don't even have an opinion.
I haven't seen it yet either.
And we have access to it on Disney Plus, and we just haven't seen it.
We always watch these movies together anyway, so.
Yeah, we might see that one soon. Mm-hmm. And fucking Madame Web has been getting shit on. It's rotten, right? It's like in the 30s or something like that.
My favorite movie, Morbius.
Oh, fuck's sake. That is not your favorite
it's
movie.
It's not my favorite movie, but it is significantly better than Madame Web.
It's what people are saying. So how bad is this movie?
I don't know.
I kind of just want to hate watch it now.
Like, I don't like Dakota Johnson. I think she's a very boring actress.
Mm-hmm.
Prove me wrong if you like her.
I think.
But, I mean, she's like...
Very plain. Very plain. She, like, her acting chops are very plain.
That's really all I have to say.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I've been excited about that I need to get my shit together on is checking out the new... The X-Men 97 that's been released.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to play the trailer so that we can all just kind of enjoy that.
Watch the series finale of X-Men next Saturday morning. Check your local listings.
I'm grateful to have the chance to say goodbye.
I am proud of you all, my X-Men.
Fate lies in our hands now. Now. Now.
We have to stay vigilant.
The professor entrusted us with his dream.
No matter how dark it is, we must believe in each other.
We get this done by working together as a team.
Jeez, Bob. Keep buzzing in my ear.
To me, my X-Men. Magneto.
The last will and testament of Charles Xavier. Everything he built now belongs to me.
Yeah. Ooh. So that's very exciting. However, Steph.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please.
There has been.
Say it.
They nerfed a little bit some things. And I'll let's see. What's this cat's name here? At Comics Explained, Kenan Baker, he pointed something out here that is worth discussing.
Nope. This is not the rogue I grew up to. Something is missing here. They put out the new X-Men 97 series, and they took away something. Yeah, that's the rogue I remember right there. That's the rogue we all fell in love with. Of course, we loved her because she had them hands. We loved her because she was a dope character. She was strong. She was powerful. But don't get it twisted. Them yams was a big part of why we all love Rogue too. This screenshot will always be crazy to see. Because they really drew her voluptuous, fit, and voluptuous. High key, hella Instagram model stole this pose from Rogue. Rogue and Storm was out here stacked in the original X-Men series. Like, this is a drastic change. So whoever's in the animation department, you foul for this. Whose powers does she have to absorb to get them yams back? Whoever it is, she better do it by mid-season. But for nostalgic purposes, I will still be watching. But man, you did us dirty. So are you going to watch the new X-Men 97 series? Let me know in the comment section. Nope.
Yeah. I mean, after seeing the comparison, she...
This is a big difference.
There's no ass anymore. She doesn't have an ass anymore.
Just like Lola Bunny.
They Lola Bunnied her.
They Lola Bunnied her.
For fuck's sake.
There's nothing wrong with having a huge ass.
Yeah. As somebody who has a huge ass, Steph, what do you have to say about this?
You can still get shit done. People just admire it.
Yeah.
They know not to touch you. Mm-hmm. Also, I'll just like roundhouse kick them to the head if they do. But even in the original show, they weren't like hyper focused on that. No. It's not sexual. It was just nice. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. My God. But anyway, still going to watch. But I'm still going to point out that, you know, where'd her ass go? Who does she need to touch to get those yams again?
I like that. So in the new trailer, I noticed that Magneto has this like voluptuous hair.
Yeah, he let his hair grow out. Or wasn't it always long? But he just had his helmet on.
No, he has a nice haircut now. It's like nice and coiffed.
Oh, and Storm got a haircut.
Yes,
just noticed that.
Yeah. So, and I think this is nothing related to the TV show, but in the past we had talked about how Cyclops is just a giant douchebag.
Sure. Yeah. You think in he's going to still be a douche?
I think so. He tries to run it, but then somebody always ends up taking over, whether it's Wolverine or Jean Grey. He semi-leads them, and everybody knows he's the leader. But do they really listen to him?
I think that's a good discussion point because, you know, Cyclops has every quality of being a successful leader, but when he puts it into practice, he always needs one of, you know, somebody else to kind of bail him out.
Yeah.
Right?
Backs and, everybody into a corner.
Right, right. And I think it's a combination of, like, if he was a Ninja Turtle, he would be a combination of Raphael and Leonardo. Because, like, he has his temperament.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he lets that get the best of him and he doesn't make the best decisions. But he still has a lot of leadership qualities like Leonardo does.
Yeah, he does.
But I don't know. I mean, by the time that we, you know, for this reboot, there's no more Jean. Right? She's turned into Phoenix.
Phoenix.
And she's gone, right? She's out of the picture.
Yeah. Professor X is dead.
Yeah. So like him and Wolverine, they.
Damn, I really need to watch the original.
Yeah, she fucked a lot of shit up towards that last season. Yeah, we need to rewatch it. I agree. We got a lot of fucking TV to watch, man.
We're still trying to get. We're watching Curb,
which is
I fucking love it. I love how they keep the same jokes consistent, even though it's mostly improv.
Yeah,
fucking Mocha Joe.
Mocha Joe, he has the beans.
He's got the beans. Though, speaking of Curb Your Enthusiasm, right before the show started a few weeks ago, they had Latte Larry's pop up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I was really trying to get you to go. I'm just like, let's go.
No,
we're gonna leave at 5 o'clock.
No.
It opens at 7, and then we can make it back in time for me to get to work.
It's just gonna be a half ass.
It was raining that day.
No, no. It's just for coffee? Are you serious? I'm not going to LA from Ontario just to get a fucking cup of coffee. That's
coffee and some scones.
I'm good. You could have gone. I encouraged you to go.
It was raining. I didn't want to go by myself.
That's what I thought.
Hmm.
But anyway, I was trying to give you a segue, but anyway, yes, Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. Segued into something else.
Uh-huh.
Ninja Turtles, 40th anniversary this year.
Already, huh?
Already. The first comic book came out in 1984.
And it was not the Ninja Turtles that we grew up with when they first came out. They were rather gritty and dark.
Yes.
They all had the red bandanas, or are they called bandanas? I suppose they are.
Bandanas?
Yeah. Eyewear? They colorized them so that kids can differentiate them on the cartoon series.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't so jovial and like they weren't always poking jokes. I mean, the comic books when they first came out were, like I said, rather gritty. But what do you got here?
So just a little bit of the comic book history. And I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
When we talked about the last Ronin. Comic book wise, the Ninja Turtles were in publication from 1984 to 2014 under Mirage Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Mirage Studios got bought out by Viacom. And then Mirage Studios closed in 2021.
Okay.
I'm sorry. 2011, IDW Publishing bought the rights to Ninja Turtles from Viacom. And so ever since then, the comics have been published under IDW. Hmm. And so that's the publisher that released The Last Ronin and all of the more recent ones.
Can I say something about Last Ronin, by the way?
Yeah.
I don't know if I said this back in December, but you can go through the entire comic book on YouTube. I watched the whole thing on YouTube. Somebody just like reads it to you on YouTube.
Yeah.
And goes through the pages of the comic book. And it's a two-parter, right? Last Ronin?
There will be a sequel.
Oh, yeah?
There's a standalone. Uh-huh. It's, you know, you can read it for itself and it's a solid story. But as I was going to get into the next comic book section, Ninja Turtles will return with Last Ronin 2 this year.
Oh, okay.
And then it will be a sequel. And we will see new mutants taking over where the Ninja Turtles left off.
Oh, cool. So yeah, that's right. In Last Ronin, there's new children being like turtles being trained by April's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. And is it April and Casey's daughter?
Yeah, and her name is Casey.
Okay, Casey Jr.
Casey Jr.
Kind of like Con Jr. from King of the Hill.
Yeah.
He really wanted a boy.
Con Jr. On top of that, Adidas is coming out with Ninja Turtles, Adidas Superstars, shell toe sneakers.
Where can you find said sneakers, Steph?
I don't know. I've been looking for it. It says there's going to be a drop either this month or next month. You have to get on some kind of mailing list, and I don't even know which one it is because I'm not a sneakerhead. However, let's just look at the shoe.
Yeah.
It's an Adidas shoe. The classic three stripes are there in red. The shoe outline and the toes are white. Mm-hmm. And the body of the shoe is it almost looks like a skin tone of the turtle.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's green.
It's green, but it's leathery green.
Looks like a turtle foot.
It does look like a turtle skin.
With the toes capped off, and the shell or the toe bed is actually like it has the shell pattern on it, and it's white, and it looks really nice.
The interior also has some other details, right?
The soles have the TMNT logo on it, and it looks like a pizza.
It looks like a pizza.
With mushrooms and pepperoni and cheese.
And once you remove the soles, too, I think there's a manhole in there.
Yes. You can remove that, and there's a manhole cover to the sewers. But the best part about it is it's in this blister packaging.
Like an action figure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, like that cardboard back blister plastic packaging. As if it was an action figure, which is pretty dope. So if you're just getting this to collect it, because I wouldn't get this to wear it. It's not... I don't like the green color, personally.
It looks like a turtle foot.
I mean, I see where they're going with this.
Yes.
And it's an amazing, awesome-looking collectible. I just wouldn't wear it.
It retails for $130. If you can get it. But honestly, I feel like that's the average price of a good shoe these days. For shoes, I would spend right around $100.
You're talking to a guy that goes to Ross for his shoes.
Yeah.
You didn't have to sound so disappointed.
No, I go to Ross too. I go to Ross Dress for Less.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing wrong with Ross Dress for Less. But I'm just saying, for like a good quality shoe, because I'm on my feet all the time.
Yeah.
I'll shell out the money.
Woo! How does she do it?
Come on.
That's all I got.
Okay. Is that geeking out?
Turtle feet.
Is that her half-ass geeking out?
On
her first day back? Yes.
Yeah.
Nerd! Last but not least, Steph, let's get into some music highlights real quick.
Let's do it.
I wanna rock. Well, Steph, we have seen the very, very last show of one of the bands that I grew up listening to and watching, Antagonist. Regional hometown heroes, established in 1998 in Whittier, California. They were, when they first started out, I know them first as being a three-piece band that had one of the best EPs of a metal band that I've heard forever. I mean, to me, that thing still holds up, but maybe it's because I'm very nostalgic about it. They then grew their sound into a more like mainstream sounding metal, still very melodic. Dude, they were around since 98, which makes them a 26-year-old band. And like I said, rather regional. They toured, the United States, so they have fans throughout, but their base is like here in SoCal, in the San Gabriel Valley, LA, Orange County, Inland Empire area. And they had their very, very last show yesterday, as we record this Saturday, February 17th at the Chain Reaction in Anaheim, where a lot of bands go there. I've seen Antagonist there before once. This was my second time seeing them there and for their final show. a couple years ago, if you remember, Steph, I played a song off of that EP that they had released, and then they contacted us here at the Foo Bar Show, and they came on the Foo Bar Show.
They did.
Lon and Carlos came on, and they sat in this room, and we chatted it up with them, and they were amazing. They were so much fun. They were very graceful in doing so, and there was no way I was gonna miss the final antagonist show, mm-hmm. you know. And they brought out all their friends, But by that I mean everybody who's ever played in that band with them throughout the years. Because, you know, when you go on tour, not everybody can go to tour, especially if they have jobs that they can't get time off for. So they hire somebody else to go with them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they brought all those other characters out on stage with them as like a final farewell. And I thought it was very tastefully done. Very tastefully done. And I was so happy that they saved a couple of my favorite songs of theirs. In 2005, they released an album called The Architecture of Discord. In 2003, 2004-ish, I bought a burnt CD with some of those songs on there that were like demos. Mm. I might have it stashed away somewhere, but this song that I'm going to play, and I'm just going to play one because this is... just go listen to this entire album. But this is track 5 on The Architecture of Discord, released in 2005 as an album. Your Face Deserves a Crowbar. In that demo, this song starts out with Carlos at what I have to assume is Carlos screaming, "Oh my God, we're burning alive!" And then it cuts into the song. And I think that was like the second to last song they played last night when we saw them. I could be wrong, but I couldn't help myself. I said I was just going to play the one song, but I lied. I think I found the EP. It was called Intended to Hurt or Wound. And here, let me see if this is it here.
Oh my God, we're burning alive!
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm also going to play, let's see here. This is the very, very first album that they put out. This is what actually got their attention and made them come over and come on the pod. Back then, I played the fourth song called Untitled. I don't think they ever titled it. But the one that really got me into them was this song called Leech.
It's a beautiful inside the mind of a murderer. I can look through your eyes as they play. I am free. You take my life away. A burst of pain injected inside. Rivers drunken my perception.
That's the song that got me into them back in, I'm going to like say 2002. It's been like 22 years since I've been listening to these guys. And if you're not familiar with Antagonist, I urge you to go check them out. They may not be playing and writing anymore, but hey, man, it's new to you. So go check out the entire catalog if you have Spotify or Apple Music. It's on there, man, and I don't see that going anywhere. I wonder what's next for those guys. If anything, I hope that they keep the music alive in some way. you know, maybe they have other projects. There's got to be a reason why they wanted to go their separate ways here. And I'm glad that they did it right. I'm glad that they put like a final show together. It was very tastefully done. I got a t-shirt. I'm wearing it right now.
It was a nice farewell show.
Yeah, it was awesome. They brought it, man. Mm-hmm. They brought it. That energy was sick. And they do this thing where it's the wall of death. You've never seen the wall of death before.
I was scared. I was just like, oh no.
Ricardo's like, let's split this bitch down the middle. And everybody just kind of went to opposite sides of the room. And then when he counted to four, everybody just kind of clashed together and started moshing. It was insane.
Yeah, no, I stayed back. I was not prepared for it. I wasn't wearing the right footwear,
I suppose. That was fun. I wish him the best, man. Those are a great group of guys. So yeah. Anyway, that was Music Highlights. And that's the show. What do you think, Steph? What do you think about that one?
It's a nice, solid reintroduction.
2024, man.
2024.
Yeah.
Are we in the new season yet?
No. The season start. Actually, yes. No. Yes.
Yes?
Yes. This is the new season.
I thought the season starts in May.
No, that's the new year. That's the anniversary. Because we first started the podcast in May around Memorial Day.
That was the start of season one.
No.
Well, year one.
Season one, year one. But then we just said the calendar year would dictate the season number that we're in. So when we celebrate in May, it's just an anniversary.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So okay. I know I'll explain it to you later. We'll get some sock puppets and you'll get it.
Can you explain to me like I'm five?
As opposed to how else I've been doing. Anyway, that's going to do it, man. Thank you all so very much for listening into the Foo Bar Show. And a special thanks to you, Foos, who subscribe, rate, review, and share the pod with your fellow Foos. Remember to follow, like, and comment on our Instagram at Foo Bar Show. That's FOO Bar Show. And we'll fill it up like a couple of Foos. I've been Josie.
And I'm Steph.
Signing off saying, don't be a dick.
Fuck, man. Thank you, guys.
Never take cough syrup and mix it up with iodine and lye. Never take cough syrup and mix it up with iodine and lye. Never take the strike pads off a matchbook or go to a hardware store and then look near pink fingers from your attic and never go bring a pot into a rapid boil or get hydrogen peroxide. Never go to a farming store and then buy pH strips and PVC pipes. Those fuel cans that make outdoor grills. 'Cause that's how you make crystal meth.